Good morning, good morning, good morning. This Rise and Shine from Leonette Outlaw and Monica Andrews.
Partners in Shine.
So how is everyone out there this morning? Some of you guys are probably a little tired, hungover from the from partying last night because you're celebrating. Some of you guys may not have been so happy about what happened, but we are here with you this morning to make sure that you start your day on the right track.
On a Wednesday morning. That's right. That's right. We are Leonette and Monica. Partners in Shine on the Leonette and Monica Morning Show. We are so excited to be here.
And our goal is to shine peace, love, harmony, light, and positivity on each and every one that we come in contact with today. So hopefully you guys get a little bit of that from us this morning. So Monica, tell me, why do you shine?
I shine each and every morning because I'm so, so thankful for who woke me up this morning.
And that is fabulous, fabulous, fabulous. Well, I feel like I shine because of the same reason. And when we kind of thought about having this show, we wanted to let people hear just the kind of conversations that we have with each other.
That's right.
Because we have such positive and empowering conversations, and we thought that that would be helpful for everyone out there.
Absolutely.
So Monica and I actually, we work to help people empower themselves.
That's right.
Right now, we're at a time in our country where it may be people may be feeling a little uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
They may feel like their future is not, or their present is not going the way that they thought it would.
Mm-hmm.
There's been a shakeup in our government.
That's right.
There's just been a shakeup in our economy.
That's right.
And people just feel like the bill of goods they had been sold was not so good.
Not so good. Exactly, Leonette.
And so we are looking to help people find a different way.
That's right.
And to let them know that
there's some light.
Definitely at the end of that tunnel.
Mm-hmm.
And what's so amazing is that, you know, when I consider how I even got started with you, Monica.
Let's go back to that story.
Yes,
we got to share. We got to share how we even got here. You and I got here.
Absolutely. I was raised probably like most people to go to school, get a good education, get a good job. And I did that, actually. I went to school.
Yes, you did.
I got that degree.
Yes,
I got that high-paying job.
And six figures. That's
absolutely
right. High-paying.
And literally, maybe the first 3 years in, I thought, is this it? Is this all there is to it? There's got to be a different way.
That's right.
So I literally looked around and felt like I was wasting my life away in an 8x10 cubicle.
Wow. 8x10.
Yes, ma'am. Doing what someone else thought that I should be doing.
Did you have a security clearance?
I did, in fact. Yes. So I had a secure job.
That's right. So you thought.
So I thought. And I wasn't really happy, though.
Right.
So all the money in the world is actually nothing without happiness.
Keep it real. Say that again.
All the money in the world is really nothing without happiness.
Mm-hmm.
So I really went on a journey to try to find what could make me happy in my life, as well as continue to pay the bills.
How about that?
So, you know, it was during that time where there was a housing market boom,
mm-hmm,
right? So,
mm-hmm.
Like a lot
you
of
took
people.
Took advantage of that.
I did. I took advantage. I purchased an investment property.
Actually in Baltimore, didn't you?
I did, in the city of Baltimore, in
the
heart.
That's right.
And, however, I was a victim of having a unscrupulous lender. So my loan actually went up after the first 2 years, I believe, and
mm-hmm.
I found myself not being able to pay for it.
Ah.
So eventually, I in fact lost that property.
Certainly.
But I was also a victim of identity theft. So at a point, I looked around and someone had a really good time with my information and went and charged up a whole bunch of good stuff.
You know, How about that?
The thing about identity theft is, you know, we're accustomed to back in the day, people having to lock your door so they don't come in your house and steal your stuff, right?
Right.
However,
certainly.
The thieves these days, they don't want your old stuff.
Right.
They want their own new stuff.
Exactly.
Right? So someone went out and bought a whole bunch of their own new stuff.
Right.
And left me with a bill.
Certainly.
And I thought,
wow.
That's exactly what I thought. So I came across something and I literally asked, you know, I have a mentor and I asked, what are people doing right now to save money, to make money and secure themselves? And he said, you know, it was me and a couple of my friends. He said, well, let me ask you a question. How many people do you know with less than perfect credit? And we did just that. We bust out laughing and said, everybody, including us, what do you have?
That's right.
And literally from that day, it has been a roller coaster ride.
A wonderful ride. Yes.
Because we have literally helped ourselves and so many people, just educating them and letting them know that there, again, is something different out there for them. So
exactly.
A lot of times people think that they've messed it up so bad that there's no way for them to get out.
Of course.
But there is. You can always fix it.
Wow.
You can always fix it.
Mm-hmm.
So going through and helping people fix it, helping people get their affairs back in order, qualify for those homes again, right? Get those jobs.
Yes.
Protect their family. And their identity, it has been amazing.
You go, girl. Tell it. Yes.
So I feel so blessed to even be sitting in this radio station today, being able to share that with people because most people don't know that's out there for them.
Right.
You know, people are literally living in desperate situations in their life.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I always look at it like we are Navy SEALs out here because we are going in and we are on a rescue mission.
That's right.
So letting them know that they can be rescued and we're here to help them really does my heart. It makes it just shine. That's why I shine, because I get to do that. So with all that being said, why don't you tell us about how this all has affected you, because you have such a phenomenal story just about being how the market affected you as well. So.
Oh, wow. That's awesome. That is so awesome. Yes. Yeah. I thank you for sharing. You are so awesome. And I'm so blessed just to be here with you.
Oh, thank you.
Wow. And listeners, I just hope somebody out there could relate to what you heard Leonette Outlaw say. Because I did, and that's why I'm here with her today. You know, this is Wednesday, November 4th.
That sounds right.
Okay. 2014. And forgive me if I got the date wrong, because every day is a great day for me. You heard us say, this is, Leonette and Monica. This is our first day on WOLB 1010 AM radio, talk radio. We are just here, every Wednesday morning, and we are excited to be here because, we are waking up and excited to be here every Wednesday to come and talk about just finances.
Absolutely.
And how we've been blessed and how we hopefully can bless you each and every morning. You know, I get emotional.
I know.
I get emotional because I know, and I can say this on this air because this is our show.
Exactly. We are
partners in shine, not partners in crime. A lot of people heard that, you know, and most people know what partners in crime mean, but you know, we are partners in shine. And you have may not have heard that term, but Leonette and I have been called, you know, sunshine. And we've gotten that name from lots of different people just because we're different places that we've gone. We've been called sunshine.
Absolutely.
Because we bring sunshine wherever we go.
Mm-hmm.
Just because we've been blessed in so many ways, blessed by our Creator. Regardless of what he's brought our way, we've always prevailed. And you've heard Leonette's story. She was in that cubicle, that 8x10 cubicle.
Absolutely.
And has just done so many awesome things and just kept that beautiful smile on her face. I wish you all could see this, her smile. And if you want to see that gorgeous smile, you just text LM Money to 76626. So you text LM Money to 76626. Yes, and you'll be able to go and you can put your information in and you'll be able to get let us know what you need from us and we'll be able to help you with any information that you need from us to bless you. Okay? So
perfect.
Yes, you'll see that beautiful smile, Leonette Outlaw, and we can help you with or lots of financial information that you'll be hearing from us. But my story, back in 2010, actually, and you heard Leonette say that she was asked that question, how many people did you know with less than perfect credit? Actually, we were together.
Absolutely.
When we were asked that question, and we looked at each other and we just kind of cracked up laughing, and that's kind of old school. Yes, we cracked up laughing.
Yes, we did.
We looked at each other, and we said, a lot of people, including me, and I knew me, I pointed at myself, because I had a Chapter 7 bankruptcy that needed to be fixed, and I needed also a house that went underwater back in 2007. Okay, I signed for a home, and you all know you go to settlement table, and when you go to settlement, you think, great, now I have a home. I have some equity.
Equity.
Yes.
Yes.
Equity now means I have an investment.
Exactly.
I have some assets here.
Exactly.
Okay? Less than 7 to 10 days, that equity went underwater. I lost $200,000.
Wow.
Like that. Did y'all hear that? Like that.
Can you say it again? How much did you lose?
$200,000.
Wow.
Gone. Underwater. Bam.
So
like
you,
that.
You no longer had an asset.
Gone. Pew. You hear me?
I
pew.
Do.
Gone. You hear me, listeners?
I do.
Yes. Yes. Less than 2 weeks. You hear me? Yeah, I hope you can hear the pain in my voice at that time, because I was not a happy feeling.
I could imagine it hurts to lose 200 grand in less than 2 weeks.
It did hurt me.
Mm-hmm.
It did.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm going to just tell you, my first husband, I'm going to just let you know, my first husband at that time had paid somebody $1,500 back in 2006. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. Do we have to go to commercial break? You let me know, because I know we have a time constraint here. So I know that this is our first day on the air. So I don't know about that part.
Well, what we're going to do, we're going to hold over and we're going to finish the rest of that story after a word from our sponsor.
All righty. I know. I was getting the text.
Joy and pain. I like sunshine.
1010 WOLB.
Have you been a victim of co-signing? You thought you had pristine credit and went to buy a vehicle to find out someone you co-signed for affected your credit score. Join Leonette and Monica, partners in Shine, on the Leonette and Monica Morning Show every Wednesday morning at 10 a.m. as we discuss how to protect your identity, your credit, your finances, your family, and your future. Or if you need to contact us immediately, call 1-866-610-9759. That's 1-866-610-9759. Or tweet us at hashtag Leonette Monica. That's hashtag LeonetteMonica. Or text LM Money to 76626. That's LM Money to 76626. Do you have auto insurance? How about homeowners or renters insurance? Do you have these because they make you have it? Do you have your time and sweat equity insured? Do you have your finances insured? Well, we do. Join Leonette and Monica, partners in Shine, on the Leonette and Monica Morning Show every Wednesday at 10 a.m., where we discuss how you can get protection that pays. Or contact us at 1-866-610-9759. Again, that's 1-866-610-9759. Or tweet us at hashtag Leonette Monica. That's hashtag LeonetteMonica. Or text LM Money to 76626. That's LM Money at 76626.
The views and opinions of the guest and host you hear are not necessarily those of the staff and management of Radio One, its sponsors or advertisers.
And we are back with the Leonette and Monica Show, Partners in Shine.
Yes, yes, yes.
Now, before we left, Monica was telling a little bit about herself and her story. However, we have a caller. So we are going to go to our caller.
Absolutely.
Hello.
Hi, Eugene.
How are you doing, ladies?
Great, great. How are you today?
I'm like a moth. I've been drawn to your flame.
I love that. Welcome.
Okay, so, you know, my point is that I would like to make is, number one, this is a historical moment for me because I'm the first caller.
Yes, welcome. You are.
Always great to be number one.
Yes, it is. So I always want to be number one. And one way to me is like, okay, I look at you guys as a tool, a place to go as a resource, a new resource for myself. And so, you know, on a positive note, I'd just like to say that I hope other people will do that also, but I'm not planning on doing that. You know, you guys are brand new to me. But one point I want to make is saving. And guys haven't hit that point, and I'm sure you will, but it's very important that we save.
Absolutely.
And, you know, save. Pay yourself first.
That's right.
And if you don't do that in the future, in your future, you know, you won't have to help others. Right now, you know, a short story, my son is 20 years old. He's got a job with one of the communications companies as an installer.
Mm-hmm.
He has a benefit plan. And so,
which benefit plan, if you don't mind me asking,
Eugene?
Well,
yeah, you know, he has the 401k, you know, et cetera, basic you know, thing. So, you know, how to allocate his money is a thing that we're teaching him now.
Okay.
And this has been, you know, you guys also, somebody also mentioned that, you know, your ex this, your ex that, or whatever. My ex, and we worked together as a team in educating him on how to keep his finances in order.
Sure.
Okay, so, you know, that's a thing that, you know, a thing that we do, and I think everybody should do that or learn how to do it if they don't know how to do it. And I think you guys will be a resource.
That's right, because we'll be talking about that. Big
okay, so,
time,
you know, I
Eugene.
I wanted to say that. I wanted to be first.
That's right, Eugene.
And so, you know, I wish you guys the best of luck.
Thank you, Eugene. We appreciate that. And also, it's actually cool that you called in because our company that we work with together, one of the companies that we work with together, they're actually going to be kicking off a scholarship fund as well.
Okay.
I don't know if your son is doing any type of formal education, but our company is giving scholarships out, and they gave out $25,000 last February. And this year, they're going to be giving out $50,000.
I'm going to your website, and I'll be looking.
All right,
wonderful.
Sir. Yes.
And we look forward
keep
to
listening.
Hearing from you soon.
You keep listening, because we will be announcing that when it kicks off, okay, sir? Right. Every Wednesday morning from 10 to 11.
Okay, thank you very much.
All right, Eugene. Uh-huh. Thank you. Did you leave your contact information? Okay, he's cut off.
It's okay. Eugene is listening to us. He is going on the website. Thank you so much.
We'll get his information.
We will. And hopefully the way that we drew Eugene like a moth to a fire, we will draw everyone
that's
else.
That's what, look, Partners in Shine,
there
do. We draw.
We
you know, we always do wherever we go.
So, Monica, can you finish
this? I love it.
Telling us, you know, your story.
Of course I can.
How you, you know, the last thing I was feeling this pain in my side because you said something about losing 200 grand in 2 weeks. So,
yes,
you could just pick up from there.
Yes. Oh, that pain. Yes. But it got great. It got great because, because I was able to not. Lose. I was able to not lose because I found the company that I am currently working full time with, and I was able to recover. So I stopped paying the mortgage on that company, and I hadn't paid the mortgage for over 4 years. Okay, I know a lot of people say, wow, and I'm an avid Christian, and I can say that, and I always give my disclaimer. So if we have anybody that I offend, just I always put it out there. I am not trying to offend anyone as far as my faith, but that's who I am. So, and I'm not trying to have anyone, you know, come over to my faith. That's just who I am. If you spend too much time with me, then you're going to hear my faith. Mm-hmm. You got me? So, mm-hmm. So I just put it out there in advance. Okay. Because when you're listening to the show, you will hear me, reference that. But, so I know that my higher power, my God, and I'm going to say it, okay, actually allowed me to go over 4 years without paying this mortgage. Because when I read the fine print and I looked in my company, my mortgage company wanted me to look at doing a loan modification and all that. It just wasn't in my best interest to sign that paperwork because I was going to be stuck with this mortgage payment for this long period of time. For a house that was, it kept, I was losing value, that I was going to keep trying to pay more money, pay more money, pay more money, flushing money down the toilet, really, was what I was looking at. So I was like, are you crazy?
Right.
No, I'm not doing that.
Absolutely.
You know, but I know that God had me go through all of that because he knew that I was going to be working for this company full time at some point. Mm-hmm. I know, in hindsight, you know, we don't know why he has us go through things. And he also knew that I wasn't going to be with, and you heard me say my first husband, quote unquote. Mm-hmm. He knew that as well, because when we moved into this home, my name was the only one on that house at that point. Because my first husband did have first and second. Well, actually,
he had tax liens.
Yeah,
right?
He had tax liens, right. State and federal tax liens.
Absolutely.
That's what it was. State and federal tax liens that he was making payments on. He had already made arrangements on that. He was making the payments, but they would not look at you for a mortgage. So he couldn't be on their first or second. Thank you for clarifying that. Mm-hmm. You've heard this story several times, so I appreciate you helping me.
Well, I feel like this story can help so many people.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right. Exactly. So, and it has helped so many people just understand that. So, you know, I just have been truly blessed because I've been just on our protection plan membership that has blessed everybody, just, you know, understanding that. So, yes, that's kind of what has brought us together, because when we were asked that question back in 2010, how many people did we know with less than perfect credit? Mm-hmm. Yeah, me. I had that Chapter 7 bankruptcy. I had this home, you know, that went underwater that was on my credit report. So, and I was in limbo with it, and I needed those removed from my credit report. And being enrolled in the program that we, you know, have been enrolled in for, you know, this almost 5 years now, this coming January, we've had just some tremendous success with it.
We have.
Yes.
We have.
And we've saved some, you know, I mean, crazy money.
Exactly.
And we've blessed so many people.
We have.
Yes. And
I just want to kind of go back and talk about the, because there's so many, you know, when we hear like predatory lender, right? But there's so many just predatory people and situations in general. So back to your bank wanting you to do a loan mod that was not in your best interest,
right.
But it was in the best interest of the bank.
There you go.
So it's similar. I have a lot of clients who will say that they want to do debt consolidation or And wherein getting your debt paid is wonderful, but the debt consolidator, you are not their best interest. Their best interest is, in fact, getting you to pay them money so they could take their fees out. And right. then whatever's left over, they pay your bills with, if they, in fact, pay your bills. So I think one of the things that we also wanted to bring to the table with this show was giving people information and education on what is best for them as an individual. A lot of times we will, even with the gentleman, Eugene, as he said, saving is so important. We pay ourselves last, right. if at all, normally.
That's right.
And what we want to do, we go out every day and we do the work. So we should be the first person to get paid.
That's right. That's it.
And we should
always put ourselves
always,
last.
And we should allow no one to put us in situations where we are not the number one beneficiary.
There you go.
And unfortunately, what I found is even with, you know, collection agencies or even your creditors in general, they will call you and sometimes harass you and make you feel like not paying them is illegal or that you're a deadbeat because you just don't have the money right now. But understand, if you can't squeeze blood from a rock.
That's right.
So if you don't That's have right. it, don't put yourself in a situation where you're going to make it worse for you.
Right.
Okay. Because exactly. understand, these companies are in business. Mm-hmm. And at the end of the day, the business is not you. The business is their bottom line.
Exactly.
So I just want to touch on that because I know personally, I got the call. You know, when my house went to foreclosure.
Many people got the call.
Right. So my second mortgage, as we're talking about mortgages, you know, their insurance, they take out insurance mm-hmm. on your mortgage. Mm-hmm. And so they send it to their insurance agency and they got paid. However, the insurance agency felt like it was okay for them to call me to try to get money back.
How about that?
Well, I didn't tell you to pay them.
Thank you.
And, oh, by the way, they paid you insurance every month for that. So why would I pay you something? But because they got my number and they called me and they wanted me to acknowledge this debt, they thought they were going to get money from me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But you know they did not. Because that was their choice to pay that person.
Right.
So I just want to say, you know, for everyone out there listening, don't feel overwhelmed and pressured. And that is, again, what we're here for, just to let you know your options and what is out there for you. Because, yes, you should pay your bills. However, you should not take food off of the table or create a stressful situation just to make sure someone else meets their bottom line that month.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So.
That's right. That's right. Yes. Exactly.
So we have a caller, and I am going to go to our caller. Miss Flowers?
Good morning, ladies. How are you?
Fantastic.
Super fantastic.
How are you today?
I would like to welcome you guys to the WOLB 10 a.m. family.
Thank you,
Miss Flowers.
And I am here, and I barely get to listen, and I am listening because it sounds great, and knowledge is power. It sounds like you guys are bringing some great financial information. I'm going to definitely be going on your website because me, myself, as a business owner, is still learning things financially and things. So I'm excited.
Awesome. Oh,
I love that energy. Yes. Thank you, Miss Flowers.
Excited. Yes. I mean, you know, thank you, lady. This is great. I mean, you know, I'm an advocate for homeless individuals, and I come on at 12. But
awesome.
I'm definitely going to be tuned in on Wednesdays and get on y'all website and probably even give y'all a phone call because I know one thing about getting information about things from people that has more wisdom.
That's right.
Knowledge is very important for us.
That's
absolutely.
Right.
Absolutely.
And application of knowledge is most important. That's right.
I'm excited.
Yes, Miss Flowers.
Yes, you guys do great. I'm going to continue listening, and I will be in touch.
Absolutely.
Thank you
Thank
so
you
much.
Thank you for calling.
Yes, and you enjoy your day, Miss Flowers.
You two do the same.
Thank you.
Be phenomenal. Thank you. It's time for a commercial break. Yes.
Now, Baltimore's best news from the 1010 WOLB Newsroom.
Have you been a victim of co-signing? You thought you had pristine credit and went to buy a vehicle to find out someone you co-signed for affected your credit score. Join Leonette and Monica, partners in Shine, on the Leonette and Monica Morning Show every Wednesday morning at 10 a.m. as we discuss how to protect your identity, your credit, your finances, your family, and your future. Or if you need to contact us immediately, call 1-866-610-9759. That's 1-866-610-9759. Or tweet us at hashtag Leonette Monica. That's hashtag LeonetteMonica. Or text LM Money to 76626. That's LM Money to 76626.
The views and opinions of the guest and host you hear are not necessarily those of the staff and management of Radio One, its sponsors or advertisers.
Welcome back to the Leonette and Monica Morning Show, Partners in Shine.
Yes.
So, Monica, would you like to let them know how they can get in touch with us?
Absolutely. You can call 1-866-610-9759. That's 1-866-610-9759. Or you can hashtag Leonette Monica. That's hashtag LeonetteMonica. That's LeonetteMonica. Or you can text LM Money to 76626. That's text LM Money to 76626. Okay, back to you.
Perfect. So we have another caller. Fred, are you there?
Oh, good morning, ladies.
Welcome, Fred. Welcome.
I am so proud of you young ladies on the air trying to bring the light to our people about them dollars.
Thank you, Fred. Welcome, sir.
What can I do to help y'all? Y'all got a donation thing where you can donate a couple dollars to you? Can someone donate money to you?
We sure do.
We do.
It's on your webpage.
It is. If you go in and put your information in, under contact us, we have a foundation, just so that everyone knows. We have something called the Youth Financial Literacy Foundation. Because what we know is the reason why we got into this predicament was a lack of financial education.
That's right.
So
now,
the mission,
Baltimore's best news.
The mission of our foundation is to educate young people ages from 8 to 18 on the matters of personal finance.
Right.
So if you go to our website and just put your information in, we will contact you about that. We have actually been doing financial literacy in schools in Baltimore.
That's right. I love you, ladies.
It's so inspiring to hear you young people say we're going to address this issue in our community.
That's right.
Because that's where our leadership that we've had down there for years failed us.
Oh, absolutely.
I'm going to tell you what I heard. I lived in Baltimore while they did it.
Oh.
They had all this wave on, all this knowledge. They were all geniuses. They had it all figured out. There was the first black this and the first black that going into politics in Baltimore. And they went down there and look around. They ended up buffooning black people in City Hall.
Absolutely.
You live in Baltimore City?
I actually personally did live in Baltimore City. That's where I had my my investment property for
about four years. I know you're a bright girl. You better buy some of the real estate in this town. I tried to tell Negroes 30 years ago, buy the real estate.
She was smart, too. She
if
did.
If you own the real estate, you control the game.
Yes. It is. It is all about the game. Absolutely.
I have a plan. I was talking to some people the other day about a plan they have about try to do something to really make a difference in our community.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought it was a good idea. They said that they wanted to put together not a community association, but a black homeowners association.
Mm-hmm.
Because I bet you if you do the numbers for the number of properties owned in Baltimore City by black people, if you could get that pooled together, you can go to the bank and do anything you want to do. You can rehab all the properties in your community yourself if you want to. You can buy them all up and rehab them and put your own people on them, rent them or whatever you do. But at least you would have control. We have all these, 700 square foot plots all over the city, but it's a lot of them.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. In the community I came out of, I think it's 1,500 homeowners in the community.
Oh, wow.
900 of them own their houses.
Wow.
It's all black.
Oh, that's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes,
sir.
You understand how many city acres that is? And just think about Baltimore City in general. Most people you know in Baltimore own their house where they're buying it. That's black.
Wow, Fred.
Isn't that true?
Yeah,
absolutely.
Isn't that something?
I'm not telling you what I made up. I'm telling you what I heard. I mean,
what you know.
That's right, Fred.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Fred, are you currently in Baltimore?
I beg your pardon?
Are you still in Baltimore now, Fred?
Yes, Baltimore, the best kept secret on the East Coast.
How about that,
everybody
Fred?
Know it, but black people.
Wow, Fred. Wow.
Look, 30 years ago, I told my cousin, man, let's put our money together to buy some of them places down in the harbor.
Right, right.
You know, they were buying 700 square feet,
mm-hmm.
put about $50,000 of material in it.
Right.
Now it's worth $400,000. Go down, Canton. You can stand the front door and piss out the back door in some of them places they're so small.
I got you,
Fred. Well, Fred, absolutely. And we thank you so much for calling
us
today.
Thank you guys for being there and bringing this light to this to our community, because we need to teach these young kids what they have.
That's right.
And learn to appreciate what we have.
Absolutely. And we appreciate you. Go to our website, put your information in, and we will contact you.
You know I'm a senior. I have a senior moment sometime, and you be talking so fast.
Actually, so do you want the phone number, the website, or you tell us?
I don't know. I think I got the phone number, 1-866.
610. 610-9759.
I'm going to play that in a lot of your days. Come on,
bless
y'all, get a real gift.
Yes.
Love you, ladies, and be strong.
Thank you.
You too, sir. Thank you. Keep listening. 10 a.m. every Wednesday.
So, as we go through and talk about real estate and, kind of knowing the game, right?
Yes.
We would like to talk about myth versus fact.
That's right.
So we have a couple of credit myths.
That's
that
right.
We want to go over. So Monica, you want to kind of go over that?
Absolutely. And actually, when we go and we do seminars in different churches and things, and we cover the 10 greatest myths about your credit. And today we're just going to cover a couple. As we're going through this, just our show, we'll be covering all 10 of them. We'll just do a couple at a time. So myth number one is credit agencies are empowered with some kind of governmental authority. Exactly. That's what some people think. Credit agencies are empowered with some kind of governmental authority.
Can I just say?
Yes, you may.
So when I heard credit bureau,
mm-hmm.
I think government agency. You know, I wasn't taught
mm-hmm.
a lot. So
sure,
you
sure.
consider, Federal Bureau Investigation, mm-hmm. Printing Bureau.
Sure.
Credit Bureau.
Sure.
Correct?
That's what a lot of people think.
But what is the truth about that, Monica?
Ha, 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 ha. Not at all. Bureau? Ha, 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 ha. No, sir. Not at all, ma'am.
Okay.
Not at all.
Okay.
Not at all.
So are they, in fact, privately held
they
companies?
They have no legal authority at all. Credit agencies have no legal authority. They are simply private companies.
Mm-hmm.
They are in the business of selling credit information.
Mm.
Yes, they're privately owned. Yes.
I'll tell you.
And they are not even U.S. agencies. Some of them are not even on U.S. soil.
Exactly.
Let's just keep it real.
Actually, none of them are.
Hello?
Neither of the three are. The major ones, Experian, Equifax, and TransUnion, are all international companies. Is that correct?
Repeat that.
So, Experian, Equifax, and TransUnion are all international-based companies.
They're not even on U.S. soil, listeners. Did you hear that?
Mm-hmm. And what's so crazy about that is that they literally hold your financial future and destiny in the palm of their hand, right?
That's
so
right.
Someone has to pull your credit score from Experian, Equifax, and TransUnion to determine if you get a loan, if you get, what your insurance rate on your car may be.
That's right.
Sometimes if you're going to be able to get employment with that company. Is that correct, Ms. Andrew?
Exactly. That's
exactly
right.
So these companies that know nothing about you, nothing, they're not in the United States.
Exactly.
Hold all this power.
All this power. Yes.
And what I recently discovered is that the reason why so many credit reports have negative items on them or incorrect items on them is because they literally make $35 per negative item.
Mm-hmm.
So again, they're in the business of selling your information.
That's right.
So consider, what if you had on average between 15 and 20 negative items per person?
Right.
And there are over 300,000 people in our country.
Ching ching for them. That's why they're billion-dollar
exactly.
companies. Ching,
exactly.
ching.
Exactly.
We're making them crazy money.
We are.
Mm-hmm.
We are.
Americans, did you hear that? We're making these companies billions of dollars.
Which
yes.
is why it's not in their best interest to, number one, put the proper things on your credit report, right?
Yes.
Or to go in and even when you dispute the item sometimes,
mm-hmm.
they give you pushback.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. So hopefully this is making you angry.
Because it's making me angry just sitting here talking about
right?
it.
Yes, they are not government agencies. Hopefully you know. Yes.
So,
and you want to take control.
That is the one thing, is that we want to put control back into the consumers and the citizenry.
There you go.
Back in your hands.
Yes.
Okay? And I would really like for you to go over myth number two, please.
Absolutely. Myth number two. The credit agencies are required by law to keep derogatory items on your credit report for 7 to 10 years. A lot of people misunderstand this. The credit agencies are required by law to keep derogatory items on your credit report for 7 to 10 years. See, understand, listeners, that there is no law that the credit agencies report anything on you at all. I don't know if you understand, but if you realize that there are things that you have paid that are not even on your credit report, like perhaps your auto insurance, do you realize that that's not on your credit report? Or your utility bill? Do you realize you paid that for many, many years, your phone bill, and it never shows up on your credit report? See, just the opposite is true. Credit agencies are required by law to automatically remove all derogatory items older than 7 years, or in the case of bankruptcies, 10 years. Okay? So basically, it's saying that things on your credit report, that if they're on there, they need to come off by 7 years. They have to come off 7 years, or if it's bankruptcy, they have to come off by 10 years. But nothing has to go on there at all, period.
So, Monica.
Yes, ma'am.
When you go through and you're interacting or communicating with the bureau,
mm-hmm.
or you get your credit report from mm-hmm. them,
yes,
and
ma'am.
On the credit report it says that it has to stay on there to a certain date.
Mm-hmm.
That is, in fact, not true.
Exactly.
What you're saying is that just because an item is true about you doesn't mean that it has to be on your credit report at all.
Exactly.
Perfect.
That's it.
So for you listeners out there, what's so important about that is, again, as you interact with the bureau, sometimes they'll try to make you believe that it's got to stay on there.
That's right.
Up until XYZ date.
That's right.
So we're empowering you so that you know nothing has to be on there.
That's right.
The only things that we want in our credit reports are things that speak highly of us.
Exactly.
So we can go through and get anything that speaks lowly of us off.
Perfect. So how do you do that?
How do you do that?
So what we want you to do is to call 1, give them the number, Lena.
Okay. You can give us a call at 1-877-704-1010. Again, you can reach Leonette and Monica at 1-877-704-1010.
And for our out-of-town listeners?
1-877-704-1010.
What about the local ones?
410-481-1010. So right now we're going to go to commercial from our sponsor and we'll be back.
What's up? This is Kevin Lyles, and I'm shouting out the WOLB family. You're now inside the Black Talk Radio, home of Larry Young Morning Show, 1010 WOLB.
Do you have auto insurance? How about homeowners or renters insurance? Do you have these because they make you have it? Do you have your time and sweat equity insured? Do you have your finances insured? Well, we do. Join Leonette and Monica, partners in Shine, on the Leonette and Monica Morning Show every Wednesday at 10 a.m., where we discuss how you can get protection that pays. Or contact us at 1-866-610-9759. Again, that's 1-866-610-9759. Or tweet us at hashtag Leonette Monica. That's hashtag L-E-O-N-E-T M-O-N-I-C-A, or text LM Money to 76626. That's LM Money at 76626.
The views and opinions of the guest and host you hear are not necessarily those of the staff and management of Radio One, its sponsors or advertisers.
And welcome back to the Leonette and Monica
Morning Show, Partners in Shine.
And our show is actually brought to you. One of our sponsors is Divine Order Network. And what is their mission?
Putting money back in your pocket.
Which is always good.
That's always.
Money back in your pocket.
Yes, yes, yes.
Well, here's what's great. We have a couple of callers. So we are going
Fantastic.
To take it to Michelle. Are you there?
Yes. Congratulations, ladies.
Oh, thank you,
Michelle.
See, I'm getting bits and pieces because I was driving, then I had to go to the bathroom, I had to park. But the part where the lady was talking in regards to her ex-husband and the house, I was like, why is she putting me out like that? But I didn't hear the end of the story.
Oh.
So you didn't hear the end of the story?
No, because I was waiting. I think you had a couple of callers. And I want to say, hi to Miss Flowers, she's the greatest. But anyway, Jeez. I wanted to know more because I am the same situation that the young lady was giving about the ex and the house and all. That's where I am now. So that's why I wanted to hear more and to take whatever necessary steps that I need to take.
Mm. Well, what's great is that is actually an excellent ending to that story. So, Monica, you want to tell her about the short sale process and what happened with your house?
Yes. So, Michelle, a phenomenal ending to the story. because I was in the protection plan membership program that our company offers, a successful short sale went through last fall. The short sale did come off my credit report for TransUnion. So, and ironically enough, the same date that the short sale happened, I got a letter for the actual foreclosure date for last fall, October. I think it was October 10th, but it came through with the date of the short sale. So I got to call and tell them the short sale wasn't going to go through the foreclosure didn't need to happen because the short sale, in fact, went through. And again, it got off of TransUnion's credit report. They are still working on Experian and Equifax currently as we're speaking, just to let you know. So it didn't stay on TransUnion's credit report 30 days. But again, they're still working it through because every 60 days they are working on the credit reports. If you want to hear, I can give you more details. If you just text LM Money to 76626. And, you know, just type in what you want. You know, just if there's a place to type in the message section, and I will, you know, I can contact you directly and I'll give you more details to that. I'd be happy to, you know, to talk to you more about just giving you more details and to help you out with your situation as well. Okay, lady?
I wanted the 1-866 number again.
Absolutely. 1-866-610-9759. 9759, yes. And we'll be talking to more about, you know, all the bits and pieces. And 1 hour is just not enough to get into all the things that have happened in the last 5, 6, 7, 8, 10 years. You know, that's why we'll be here. We're committed to being here every Wednesday from 10 to 11.
Okay.
This is a serious commitment for both of us.
Absolutely.
Thank you, ladies. You have a great one.
Thanks for calling,
Michelle.
Sweetie. Appreciate you.
And now we're going to go to Janet. Janet, are you there?
Hey, Shannon. Welcome.
Yes, I am. Hi. First thing I'd like to do, the second number you gave, the 866 number, is that to your office where you work?
It is.
Or okay.
It's
Can I get that again? Okay.
1-866 610 9759.
9759. Okay.
Yes.
I was calling trying to help a friend of mine who I talked to, and I think she said that she's been through Maryland Help about her house and that they were not able to help her. So I don't know if under those circumstances you would say the same thing. I think the biggest problem for her is that she bought her house with her daughter, and her daughter is now not well, and she's not working. And I don't know if that challenge is the reason that she's probably going to lose her house or, you know.
Gotcha.
I mean, does that sound like too hard of a thing to tackle?
No, sweetie, nothing's too hard. Also,
well,
if I do this too, Janet, text LM Money.
Oh, I don't do text.
You don't text at all? She doesn't either?
No.
Okay.
I don't know. She may. She may. So I'll give it and give it to her.
Also, let her know, text LM Money to 76626. And if she just types in the message area, kind of what you just said, bought house with daughter. And then, because we'll get the right people on that a little faster. Then the 1-866
LM Money. LM Money 76626.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I'm going to do that this morning. Thank you so much.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Janet. You have a great day.
Yes, ma'am. And listen in next week as well. We'll be back.
Absolutely. So I want to go to Alice. I want to make sure we get all these callers.
That's
in because,
right.
We want to make sure we get all of you.
Welcome, Alice.
Hi, Alice.
Hi, how are you?
Fantastic.
Perfect.
Super fantastic.
Exactly. And yourself?
Good.
Good.
I had a question. You said something a little while ago that those dates that they have on your credit report, they do not have to stay. Can you tell me how does that work?
You said the dates?
Yeah, so the 7 to 10 years.
Gotcha.
That's an excellent question.
It
so
is.
With the law that actually covers credit reporting is something called the Fair Credit Reporting Act. And what that law in fact says is that once an account goes on your credit report, it can stay no longer than 7 years, 10 years if it's a bankruptcy. What the bureaus will in fact do is they will change it, the wording in the when they give you the credit report. So they'll make you believe that it has to stay for 7 years, 10 years if it's a bankruptcy. So what we do is we, again, leverage your rights under the law to get those items off, because just because something is true about you doesn't mean it has to be on there. What you can do is, because we have an educational site that we like to give to our clients and people that we help. So if you text that information that Monica said and you put your information in there, we can actually forward you some really good information to let you know and to empower you so that you'll have an understanding. Does that make sense, Alice?
It does.
Okay.
Now, where do I need to send that text to again?
Monica, can you give them our contact information?
Absolutely. So if you text LM Money to 76626.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll give you the information. that you need.
Okay. Yeah.
And they'll actually send you the link, and then you'll go to the link and type all your information in. Technology is something.
Good.
I was amazed, just to let you know. I was like, wow.
Yeah, because I couldn't believe it when I heard you say that, because it seems like to me that I've had something on my credit report, and then they changed the date and moved it again.
Yes, it's something, Alice. Yes.
Yeah, that's those funny games they like to play with you, because they just know that the consumer doesn't sit down and read through whole laws. So they know they prey on your ignorance of rights are. So if you just go in there and put your information in, we'll send you some good stuff to inform you, okay? And listen to us. We will be here every Wednesday from 10 to 11 a.m. So we look forward to helping you going forward. Okay, Alice?
Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
And let us go to our next caller again. I want to make sure that we get everyone covered. Hello?
Okay, Alice?
Yeah, hello?
Hi, how are you?
Good. I'm calling about y'all's show.
Oh, wonderful. Something. What's your name?
William.
Hey, William. Welcome.
Did we lose William? It sounded like he was in transition. So, William, if you get a chance, you can give us a call back in the next 3 minutes. At 1-877-704-1010. For our local listeners, 410-481-1010. So, Monica, we have a couple of minutes left in our show, and I felt it was very important for this last myth, because I find that people believe this.
That's right.
So, paying a past due debt. Ooh. Removes it from your credit report.
Oh, my goodness. We definitely have to talk about this.
We have to talk about this. Because
myth number six.
Yeah. Can you tell them about that, please?
Oh, please. Yes. Let's get this in very quickly. Myth number six. Paying a past due debt removes it from your credit report. Oh, please, please listen, listeners. That is so, so untrue. It does not remove it. It does not. So please don't go out there and pay that debt. You get your bonus check, your Christmas bonus check, and you think, oh, if I just pay this debt off, and then my credit report is going to go up because I paid that $500 that was due, and I just paid it off. And just because you paid that old debt off, it does not change or erase the fact that you had that old debt. It doesn't change it.
So it sounds like...
Don't do it. Don't do it.
So we're going to leave you with that, and we will pick up on that next Wednesday.
That's right.
At 10 a.m.
We'll see you. We'll
with Monica and Andrew, Monica and Leonette, morning show, Partners in Shine.
Talk to you next time. I like sunshine.